This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is going to be a motivational mini-sode to get your head in a better place, in a place that supports your goals and makes you feel more empowered. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of people talk themselves out of their potential, talk themselves out of their power to create change while talking themselves in to the problem. I used to do mini-sodes a little bit more often where it would be a short episode intended to get you fired up and geared up. I want to get back to doing those because these can be great things to come back to when we need a little bit of a recharge, a little bit of a reset to re-engage with progress and helping ourselves snap out of the problem. So before we get into today's motivational mini-sode, this is going to be the last time that you hear me mention our big giveaways in celebration of our 600th episode, because on Saturday's episode, Sarah and I will be announcing the winners. So make sure that if you want to win one of our prize packs, that you go on either Facebook or Instagram and tag me in a post about your favorite episode or a lesson you have learned from the podcast. I'll keep this simple. If you're on Instagram, you tag at Elizabeth Benton. If you're on Facebook, you tag Primal Potential Podcast. And the prize packs include, so one person is going to get a shipment of my personal favorite supplements, protein powder, digestive enzymes, energy, probiotic, all of that kind of stuff is going to go your way. Another winner is going to get a prize pack from some of our sponsors and other affiliates that we really love, Thrive Market, Fabletics. I'll be throwing in Classy Glasses, my favorite blue blockers. Sarah is going to share one of her hand-painted signs. I have one that's going in my office. It used to be in my tiny house that says Travel Light. I love it. They are gorgeous. And then lastly, one person is going to win free access into the summer 12 weeks to transformation, free access to breaking barriers, and a signed copy of Chasing Cupcakes. So make sure, and the more you post, so if you do 6 posts on Instagram tagging at Elizabeth Benton with your favorite episode or a lesson you've learned, you've got 6 chances to win. We'll be announcing the winners on the podcast this coming Saturday. So you've got to be listening in order to claim your prize. All right, on to the motivational mini-sode. Here's the scoop. It is not your circumstances that need to change. It's your response to them. I mentioned this pervasive sense of powerlessness. I can't change because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I'm too old. I'm too big. Whatever it is. We tell ourselves that our circumstances, the people in our lives, the situations in our lives, our work, the fact that we don't have a lot of free time, we let those things show up as barriers, as reasons why we can't live into our potential. And I'm telling you right now, it's garbage. It's just not real. I believe you believe in it, but it is not the only version of the truth. It's not your circumstances that need to change. It's the way you respond to them. It's the way you engage with them. Certainly, there are times when we can and should change our circumstances, right? So I'm not saying leave your circumstances as they are always. If you want a new job, get a new job. If you want to move to a different area or get out of an unhealthy relationship, do that. And also, you are infinitely more powerful than your circumstances, no matter what they are. And it's usually not the circumstance that is the primary problem. It is your reaction to it, your response to it, how you engage with it. One of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients messaged me the other day and shared that her mother is really negative, always complaining. Every time she sees her mom, she said she robs her of her good mood. She's an energy vampire. And I said, it's not your mom who needs to change. It is your response to her, your reaction, the way you engage. What needs to change is how you're coming to it. Oftentimes, people will tell me that their work environment, their office setting, is a huge source of temptation, or maybe it's a huge source of negativity or drama, you name it. But people might say, oh, you know, they bring in pizza every Friday. The break room is always filled with temptation. Cookies, you name it. Vendors are sending in baskets of crackers and cookies and candies all the time. It is not your work environment that needs to change. It is your reaction to it. It is how you come to it, not how it comes to you, that causes the challenge. I had a really great conversation with one of the women in my 12 Weeks to Transformation, my spring session, and she was sharing with me that one of her struggles is that her boyfriend keeps candy and treats in the house for his kids, and it's really throwing her off. And I said to her, it's not the candy, it's not the treats that are the problem. That's not what needs to change. It is your reaction to it. And I don't just mean whether or not you eat it. It is how you perceive this that is the opportunity for change, not how it comes to you. We talked about this very recently in terms of change happens from the inside out, not from the outside in. And most of us spend our time limiting our options, explaining our problems based on things on the outside that we can't change, when we could focus on all the things on the inside that we can. So I told her, it's not the candy, it's not the treats that are the problem. It's not the candy and the treats that are the opportunity for change. It is your reaction, your response. And that's what I tell both myself and other people when they ask if it's hard to be in a relationship where my boyfriend eats differently than I do. No, because it's never what he eats that is the problem or the opportunity. The only thing that could ever be the problem is my perspective on it, my reaction to it, the way I engage with it. And this is not only true of other things and other people, like relationships, workplaces, family members. This is also true about problems in our own mind. I was just recording a daily coaching audio for my clients, and it was about overwhelm, something that's very much a function of our own thoughts, right? Our own perspective. And I shared with them, hey, overwhelm is not about your circumstances. It's about your perspective. You don't need to change the number of things on your task list. You need to change your perspective on it. You can have two things on your to-do list or 2,000 things on your to-do list. That is not what drives the overwhelm. It is your focus, your perspective, your attitude, and your mindset. So what I want to do is go back through each one of these examples that I've given you and share how I think we can show up differently, engage differently, respond differently to these circumstances to create a dramatically different result. So in the first one, where my client was sharing that her mom was negative, always complaining, that she's an energy vampire, it's not the mother who needs to change, but rather our reaction to it. So the problem comes when we make it our issue, when we internalize somebody else's energy, perspective, operating system, when we make it about us, when we take it on. We can care and empathize without onboarding their emotional state. So showing up differently in this is just My mom's focused on these things and I'm focused on those things. Instead of seeing her as so negative, see her as just having a different perspective, and yours is different. Maybe she's focused on the fact that it hasn't stopped raining in 3 months and oh my gosh, isn't this awful? And you're focused on how excited you are to pick your kids up, right? One of my other clients had messaged me saying, you know, my mother-in-law lives with us and she's so difficult. You know, how do you deal with difficult people? And I said, my present practice that comes from trying to optimize a situation with a contractor in my own life that's not operating the way I would love for him to operate, I'm telling myself that I don't believe in difficult people. I believe in different people. So with my contractor and what I was sharing for my client related to saying her mother-in-law is difficult, what if it's not that they're difficult, they're just different? My contractor has different operating principles than I do. He has a different standard for himself than I have for myself. And then the power is mine. I can't control and make sure that everybody who shows up to do work at my house has my same operating system. So then I get to decide, is this someone I want to continue working with or is it not? And how do I want to show up in these interactions? When I told my client, you know, I try to tell myself that I don't believe in difficult people. I believe in different people. She said, wow, that changes the game. Maybe my mother-in-law isn't so difficult. It's just that she's different from the way I think, from the way I communicate. And that is very freeing. We are not the standard setters for others. The example of the work situation where there's always temptation and you can interchange this. There's always gossip. There's always drama. There's always negativity, whatever it is. I used to work in a similar work situation where there were always, you know, baskets from vendors filled with candy and other teammates bringing in donuts and all of this stuff. And I would tell myself, it really doesn't matter what's around me because I control my choices. And in fact, this is giving me an opportunity to build a critical skill set I must have for the rest of my life. The ability to keep my word to myself no matter what is around. And this is setting me up to build that skill set. I wrote in Chasing Cupcakes how it used to be my dream to be on The Biggest Loser, right? Like I told myself that if I could just live in a bubble where there was no temptation and there were trainers who worked me out every single day and my only focus in the world was to eat well and exercise a lot, well, of course I wouldn't have a weight problem. Like that would just solve everything. But what I've realized since, and is pretty evident by the fact that the majority of those people, by a long shot, vast majority, regain the weight, you don't build the skill set of surviving and thriving in your life with every single circumstance that comes up, right? So if I was free from temptation, and this is true for the client who shared that her boyfriend has stuff in the house for the kids, if we lived in a world where we never faced that temptation, if we created this work environment free from temptation or free from negativity, gossip, whatever, you name it, this home environment that was free from temptation, we wouldn't have the skill when we travel, when we go to a conference, when we're on vacation, when we're at a friend's house, when we're at a restaurant. We wouldn't have the skill to make great choices. And so, holy moly, this is actually an opportunity for me. How can I win this moment? It is not your circumstances that need to change. It is how you respond to them. It is your perspective. It is your reaction to them. Right? Same thing with overwhelm. When I look at my list for the day and I notice that twinge of overwhelm. Oh my gosh, there's so much to do and there's so many things going on and am I going to be able to get it done? It's not the things I need to do that need to change. It is my perspective on them because in that moment where I'm feeling overwhelmed, what I am focused on is all of the things. What I need to focus on is what needs to happen right now. Earlier this morning, I was doing just that. Mondays tend to be very, very full days for me. And I was feeling this sensation at 6:15 a.m. And I thought, okay, I can either project out through the rest of the day and freak out, Or I can look at my list and say, what am I supposed to be doing at 6:15? Great. Do that thing. Check. Next. Move right along. It's not the circumstances that need to change. It is your reaction to them. It is your perspective on them that can and will set you free in any and every situation. Now, I want to remind you guys before we go of a tool that I use in my own life to make sure that ideas, thoughts, strategies that inspire me or help me stay top of mind. Because what used to happen is I would see a quote and I was like, oh, that's amazing. And I'd have maybe 5 minutes of motivation from it. But the next day, if you had asked me what it was, I'd be like, I don't even know. Or I would hear something or read something in a book. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. But then a week later, if you asked me if I was still implementing it, I'd be like, no, I kind of forgot all about it, actually. So what I do now, if I read something in a book or I hear something on a podcast or I see something on social media that inspires me, the first thing I do is ask myself, how will I implement this right now? Whether that means literally right now or today or in the next hour, depending on where I am and what I'm doing. And then the second thing that I do is I add it to my calendar at multiple future dates so that I revisit it. So let's say you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh, this was such a good reminder. Then what you'd want to do is ask yourself first, what am I going to do with this right now, in the next hour, today? What can I change my perspective on to set me into my potential and get me out of the problem? And then you're going to put a link, whether to episode 605 or to where you listen on Spotify or iTunes or wherever else, in your calendar at multiple future dates. So you're just going to open up the calendar. You're going to say motivational minisode or perspective change or whatever it was that struck you. It could be a word. It could be a phrase. It could be the episode number. And you're going to put it in your calendar for, say, a week from now, 3 weeks from now, 9 weeks from now, 12 weeks from now. And that way, over time, you are constantly being re-exposed to ideas that motivate and inspire you. So what previously was just a moment in time is now something that comes back into your life at regular intervals, and you are far more likely to remember it and have it be part of your operating system than if you just heard or saw it one time. As always, you guys, I love sharing my thoughts with you. I love responding to your questions, to your challenges, to your frustrations. So be sure to reach out to me. One of the best places to do so is on Instagram. I'm really responsive to my direct messages there or my DMs. You can DM me at Elizabeth Benton on Instagram. If you've got questions that you want to hear addressed on the podcast or topics, go to primalpotential.com/inbox. And of course, we will link up all of this in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/605. And in our next episode, 606, we will be announcing the winners. So make sure you get as many chances as possible to win those 3 prize packs by sharing an episode that you loved, a lesson you learned. Tag me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton or tag me on Facebook, Primal Potential Podcast. And I'm excited to announce those winners in our next episode. Make it a great day. Every choice is a chance. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.